Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha, and today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how do you negotiate with yourself.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
This is based on a tweet. I think it was James Clear on Twitter that tweeted it, and then I retweeted it, and Steli saw it and put it on our list to talk about. So we're jumping in. We're going to talk about how you negotiate with yourself. So I think that's a very interesting concept. It's something that's like, you know, one of those things that when you read it, you're like, huh, what does that mean? How do I do that? And I think that's really where the discussion starts. So to me, it's like, negotiating with yourself is almost like, it's like usually you negotiate because there's two parties and they want different things. They're not aligned yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like in a way you could say like either it's because I'm watching too many shows right now and random things, but like there's a show called Limitless and there's also a movie called Limitless and the main character takes a pill and the pill makes him super smart. But when he does that, and pretty much when everyone takes the pill, they see a part of their psyche, whether it's somebody else they love or themselves.
Mm.
And they start talking to themselves. And literally what they're doing is they're negotiating about what to do. Because now all of a sudden they're super smart. So they need someone to talk to, apparently. But it's all in their own psyche. But it's someone to talk to negotiate what they should do.
That's interesting. I saw the movie. I've never watched the show. But
yep.
The reason I put this on the list of potential topics was that I don't retweet that many tweets. And when I saw this in my timeline, you had retweeted it, I instantly retweeted.